Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. The coronavirus crisis in Rome, Italy, and the actions of Pope Francis may be a precursor for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. That's the headline. Mike Gendron comes to the broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The focus of the world basically has been Rome for the coronavirus outbreak. Have you been able to monitor any of the activities by the Pope that would possibly displease the Lord at this time?
Well, very much so, Jimmy. I've been monitoring it very closely because, as you know, that's the epicenter. And he has made some very bizarre statements, but this is very consistent with his 7 years in the papacy. He is asking the Virgin Mary to protect the city of Rome and all of Italy. But it's really interesting. His focus is on Mary instead of Christ. He offered a prayer to the Virgin Mary for this crisis, and he wanted to entrust not only the city of Rome, but also the Roman Catholic Church. I just want to share just part of his prayer, just to give you an idea. We entrust ourselves to you. You, salvation of the Roman people, know what we need. We are certain that you will provide help for us. We seek refuge under your protection, O Holy Mother of God. We ask you to deliver us from every danger, O glorious and blessed Virgin. You know, as I looked at that prayer, Jimmy, the verse that came to my mind was King David writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Psalm 62, verse 6. He said, God alone is my protector and deliverer. He is my refuge. So if God alone is our refuge, then why is the Pope praying to Mary? But he's been exalting Mary to the level of godhood, giving her all the divine attributes of God.
Are not all of these moves enhancing the prophetic scenario that's found there in Revelation chapter 17, the false church?
Well, very definitely. Satan will use lying signs and wonders to deceive the world. Satan is using this to bring about what you see in Revelation 17, the global church.
Mike Gendron helping us to understand how the coronavirus crisis in Rome and the activities of Pope Francis may be a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Mike's report gives us insight into the prophetic passage of Revelation 17. This passage foretells of a one-world church that will be headquartered in Rome. This is what John the Revelator wrote some 2,000 years ago. Along with Mike's input and the religious world's actions in concert with the Pope, helps us to see how the false church will come to power. Remember, that prophecy happens after the rapture of the church, which could take place today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...